Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. And in today's episode, I'm so excited because I'm going to be sharing the simplest hack, the simplest mindset shift that you can take on to start making your life way easier, way better, and start making your business, the world, and your industry a much better place. I'm excited to share this one with you. Let's dive in. So it is a new quarter. I said it in the first episode of this month. It's a new quarter. Q1 is forever in the rearview mirror for 2021. Here we are in April of 2021, which is the official start of Q2. A whole new quarter, a 3-month sprint to start setting yourself up for huge success here in 2021. And I'm going to share with you a mindset shift that I've personally really adopted. I've adopted it over the past few years. But at the beginning of every quarter, I have such a strong reminder that this is the mindset shift that I have to renew and reinvigorate in myself to take my business to the next level. And the cool thing about this mindset shift is that this is actually part strategy as well. So if you enjoy the Strategy Wednesday episodes here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, I promise you this mindset shift is actually a business strategy that's going to help your business take off as well. So I'm really excited to share it with you. And the reason why I say that, and I know I'm awfully teasing this mindset shift with you, but I'm going to reveal it in just a second. But the reason why I say this mindset hack is also a business strategy is because if you adopt this, it will give you the answers that you need from a strategy perspective in your business. And so anytime people think that I'm this great entrepreneur, this really great marketing strategist, the truth is I get most of that from just this one mindset hack that I'm going to share with you here in today's episode. So here is the mindset hack. Without further ado, I'm going to give you the big spoiler, and then we're going to talk about how I actually use this in my business. So the mindset hack to kick off your quarter two and to make your life better, to make your customers' lives better, to have a bigger audience, to help more people. Well, actually, I kind of just did a spoiler, but to make so many things better in your business, the mindset hack is to always, always defer to helping more people. It's the mindset hack. And you might be thinking, Brian, that's what today's episode is all about. But I want to go a little bit deeper there because I personally, to kick off Q2, I've said, you know what? This quarter, if there's one thing that I do, it's going to be to help more people. And so, spoiler alert, this is the week at long last that my YouTube channel finally launches. So if you enjoy these podcast episodes and you want to start seeing more helpful videos from me, like really strategic, really insightful, really direct and to the point stuff for entrepreneurs, and also there's some technology stuff that I cover in there and also a lot of lifestyle stuff. So if you're looking to live the lifestyle of an entrepreneur and really let your life flourish in all different ways, personally and professionally, then go search for my name on YouTube. Just search Brian LoFermento on YouTube. You will find my new YouTube channel, which I'm so excited to bring that to you. But the reason why the YouTube channel is finally coming to fruition is because I had a little internal dialogue with myself and I said, it's a new quarter. We need to help more people. How do I help more people? And one of the ways that I'm going to be doing that this quarter is through my YouTube channel. And I love this notion. I love this mindset hack of committing to helping more people because if you're struggling in your business, this is the answer for you. If you're not making money with your business, this is the answer with you. And that answer is so simple. Help more people. It has served me so well through so many different parts of my entrepreneurial journey. So for example, when I started my marketing agency, let's go back to 2012. When I started my marketing agency, my business partner and I said, let's help more people. And we struggled the first few months. We were trying to pitch deals to people. We were trying to lock up new clients. And that's when we had the idea of, let's just help more people. Let's host in-person local workshops. And that's exactly what we did, is we hosted free search engine optimization workshops in the Boston area. We invited local business owners. And we just helped them. It's literally all we did was we helped them, because this is inevitable. There are some actions in life that we know what they bring. If you eat healthy every day, the result of those actions is you get healthier. You get fitter. It's one of those great actions that we know the great outcomes that it brings. Helping people is the exact same way. The more you help people, the better results you'll get. And so if you're on the other side of this podcast episode, you're sitting there, you got your headphones in, or you're listening to this while you're at the gym, or you're listening to this while you're driving, and you're thinking to yourself, Brian, I wish I was making more money as an entrepreneur, or maybe I wish I was making money as an entrepreneur. I'm telling you today, this is what today's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode is all about. Help more people. If you're not making enough money or as much money as you want right now, it just means you are not helping as many people as you should be. And the more people you help, the more your audience will grow, the more attention you'll get, the more you'll be able to serve people through selling them your products and services. And by the way, it doesn't always turn into that. If you help 1,000 people, you might end up with 10 customers and clients from that. If you help 10,000 people, you might end up with 100 customers and clients. It doesn't mean that you had a 90% loss rate or you failed to close all of those people. It just means that you're helping more people, which that is only a positive thing. And the great thing about helping people is, one, how easy is it? It's so easy to help people. And we forget that fact way too frequently in our day-to-day lives, let alone as entrepreneurs. It's easy to help people. Quite frankly, most of the time, it takes very little time, very little energy, and very little effort to help people. So why aren't you helping more people? And the second part of this, why I bring it up, is helping people actually feels incredible. It feels amazing to help people. And so that's why this quarter, I'd love for you to commit as much as I am to just helping more people. Now, let's talk business here. Let's apply this to your actual business. Let's say that you're sitting there and you know that one of your biggest issues or problems in business that you're facing right now is that your audience isn't big enough. You don't have an email list, and you've heard so frequently the money is in the list. You need to have an audience, you need to have an email list. Well, if you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, how do I build that email list? I have no audience. No one is paying attention to me. Help people. It's the simple answer. Help people. Go out there and hit people up on LinkedIn. Go out there, hit people up in Facebook groups. Go out there. You probably have people on your Facebook friends list where you can make a post saying, hey, I'm trying to help 10 people get this result. I'm trying to help 10 people get over this problem that I know so many people face. Help people. It'll start building your audience, and that's the way to start getting attention. And so the reason why I say that this is such a powerful business strategy is because at the beginning of every quarter, I'm a firm believer in 30, 60, 90 day plans. You can get so much done in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. There are projects that you can get done really quickly. Those fit into my 30 day plan. Or some longer term projects that rather than letting them take 6 months to a year, I challenge myself and I say, this is happening in the next 90 days. And when I sit down to plot out my 30, 60, 90 day plans at the beginning of every single quarter, one of those key ways is I do ask myself, how do I grow my audience further? How do I get more people on my email list? How do I get more people listening to my podcast? I ask myself these strategic questions. And those questions, what's really hidden beneath those questions is, how do I help more people? Because if I can create a free video to give away, or I can create a new free masterclass, or whatever it may be. We call these lead magnets. I'm trying to not get too deep into strategy on today's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, but when it comes to developing new lead magnets, when it comes to developing new email automations, quite simply, I ask myself, how do I help more people? What can I give to entrepreneurs and beginner entrepreneurs to help more of them? What are they struggling with? What do they need? What is nobody else serving them with? And I just answer that question instead. How do I help more people? You don't need to be a brilliant marketer to help more people. You don't need to be a brilliant businessman or businesswoman to help more people. And that's why this is the subject of today's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, because I do feel so strongly about this. And I feel like this mindset hack bails you out of so many things as a person and as an entrepreneur. Help more people. So that's what I'm committed to this quarter, is helping even more people. It's why I'm launching my YouTube channel. There is no shortage of work involved when it comes to launching a YouTube channel and recording videos and editing videos and uploading videos and promoting those videos. There's a heck of a lot of work ahead of me, and it's the first time in quite some time, I'll be honest with you, I haven't started from scratch with something in a long time. I mean, I'm fortunate that we are, gosh, four and a half years into this podcast, over 400 episodes into this podcast. So we've got an incredible podcast community, and I love the fact that so many of you tune in from over 150 countries around the world. So I don't have to start from scratch when I record podcast episodes. I don't have to start from scratch when it comes with my email list. I already have thousands of people on my email list, but YouTube's a totally different game, and I am starting from zero. So I'm so excited about that, but it is a big opportunity to help more people. So you've heard my commitment for the quarter. I'd love for you to commit to the exact same thing this quarter, is helping more people. And when you combine it with the strategies that we always talk about in these Strategy Wednesday episodes, then helping more people should result in tangible business growth. So that's it for me today. I'm going to keep it there. I'm going to keep it simple. Hop on over to YouTube. If you're into YouTube, or you want to see helpful content from me and you want to start getting into YouTube, then definitely hop on over to YouTube and search my name, Brian Lofermento. Otherwise, pound that subscribe button. Make sure you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.